Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tommy McGraw. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Juan Pizarro. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Juan Pizarro. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The left fielder, Kurt Blefary. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sam Bowens. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Pappas. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Milt Pappas. And now, play ball. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford takes first base on ball four. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Brown and he is safe. Buford steals second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buford scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ward. The throw from Brown and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is hit by the pitch. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair takes first base on ball four. Kurt Blefary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blefary hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McGraw hits a fly ball into right field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ward hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Skowron strikes out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into right field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Warwick pinch hits for Milt Pappas. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Blair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brown moves to second. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0-for-1 in the game. Bulfari hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Knowles now pitching. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pizarro takes first base on ball 4. Danny Cater pinch hits for Tommy McGraw. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pizarro moves to third. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Buford hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pizarro scores. Cater moves to second. It's 5-0, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Ward hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bowens. Ward reaches second base with a double. Cater scores. Robinson moves to third. It's 6-0, White Sox. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Johnson. Blair throws the ball into Aparicio, who tags Skowron trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Robinson scores. Ward scores. It's 8-0, White Sox. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Martin is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Danny Cater now playing left field. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-1, White Sox. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pizarro fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-1, White Sox. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pizarro strikes out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Buford hits a line drive towards the mound. Knowles reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Darryl Knowles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knowles strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfari is 0 for 2 in the game. Palfari hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Skowron hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a pop-up towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 3 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berry for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Knowles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knowles is 0 for 1 in the game. Knowles is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pizarro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cater strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Buford is hit by the pitch. Pizarro moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfari is 0 for 3 in the game. Palfari hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-3, White Sox. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bowens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Skowron hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Knowles covering, for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 4 in the game. Hansen is hit by the pitch. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hansen moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Boog Powell pinch hits for Darrell Knowles. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a pop-up towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.